Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, baby. Here we are. Top of the heap. It's all downhill from here. And I'm not just talking about the show. I'm talking about the week. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 7:06 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, gas prices. Look, they go up and down. They go up and down. But we are at a six-month high. Yep. And I don't know if they're going to get any better. Certainly in the long term, they're not. Biden clamped down on oil and gas industries right when he got into office. Maybe it's like the border. He's going to examine and see what happens. And 3 years later, he'll maybe try something and then see if it works. I can't believe he said that. More on that coming up. Governor DeSantis doing some good things. And I'm going to get to that as well. But even more local, getting really into the micro.
Ooh.
Yeah. We always give you the macro.
Yeah. I like macaroni.
Who doesn't?
Yep.
And then now we're going to get into the micro. Yeah, we're not talking about skirts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Brandon Cutner is joining us right now. And I know he really has a good understanding of local politics. And so I'm glad you called in, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. A little angry this morning, but how are you doing?
Well, I'm not angry. I guess it's a little bit of frustration when I find out that the Alachua County Commission is going to try to put a ballot referendum together to change what I guess just worked hard for was single-member districts. Can you explain that in a concise way?
Yeah. So the county was originally set up as an at-large voting, which means everybody in the county could vote for every county commissioner, all five seats. For about a decade, led by the conservatives, we've been trying to get single-member districts just like the city of Gainesville, which means that the people that live in the district that is represented by the elected commissioner are the only people that can vote for that commissioner. That's exactly the way the city of Gainesville is set up, but for some reason, the county was reluctant. In my opinion, it's because they wanted to keep a stronghold on the progressive left agenda that is at the county commission. And so they've fought it for many, many years. They could have done it through the charter initiative, which they refused to do. They could have called for a ballot initiative, which they refused to do. It took the Florida legislature to step in and pass a law to give single-member district voting rights to the citizens of Alachua County. Now, because the left feels threatened by conservatives to actually have a voice on the commission, the commission yesterday, and I will say, I believe illegally, because it was not posted on the agenda, it came out of public comment that was not noticed to the public against the Florida Sunshine Laws. They voted to bring a ballot initiative back in November to get rid of single-member districts. Right before the public even has a chance to vote single-member districts, they want to take it away. They didn't announce it to the public. They didn't put it on the agenda. It was a group of local activists that they brought together to come and make statements during public speaking, the public comment section, and the commission took action on that and ordered county staff to come back with ballot referendum language. This is an absolute assault on the rights of the citizens of Alachua County, and it's disgusting.
Well, and the sneaky nature in which they're doing it. I'm trying to think of the issue, but it was not that long ago that they did the same thing. It was not on the referendum to be spoke about, but it was brought up anyway, and I can't remember what that issue was. Can you?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
But the laws are very clear. The government has to abide by the law. They have to notice the public of things that the commission is going to take an action on ahead of time so that people have the opportunity to address the commission, to educate themselves, and to speak to the commission before they take a vote. That did not happen. This is all a political assault on the conservatives in this county to keep them silent, and we can't stand for it.
You know, it's really, it's ironic in so many ways, because if you're being honest, in Alachua County, the conservatives are the minority. So what you're doing is you're not giving the minority really a chance to choose any of the county commissioners. And so where's the equity in that? Where's the true diversity, where it might be diversity of thought or diversity of how to tackle government to achieve goals? You know,
I actually disagree with you on that. I actually think that for across the county, yes, I believe the conservatives are the minority. But specifically in the rural areas, District 2 in Alachua and High Springs, District 3 in Newberry and Jonesville and towards Archer, I believe that the conservative voice and or the conservative Republicans and the moderate Democrats are the majority in those two districts. And that is why the commission wants to silence their voices.
Yeah, we're actually in agreement, because if you do at large, the conservatives basically lose, because whoever has the most amount of voters is going to win and they'll fill every seat, versus the way it should be done, which is single districts where you represent the people in your particular district, right?
Absolutely. If you just look at this election, District 1, you have Mary Alford, who is the current sitting commissioner, going against a Democrat challenger. There is no Republican in that district that has filed to run. So what is going to happen, and mark my words, what is going to happen is that a write-in candidate, just like we had in the Clovis Watson election against Sadie Darnell a few years ago, when Rob Brinkman wrote in his name as a candidacy specifically to close that primary to Republican voters. That's exactly what's going to happen in the District 1 election. So that Republicans are not going to be able to vote for the candidate in District 1 at all, because they are going to close that election, which means that the August primary will be the de facto election for District 1.
All right,
in District 5 with Commissioner Chestnut, there is no challenger, so he is going to be reelected unopposed as it stands now. The only place that conservatives will have a voice in the county commission is District 3, and they want to take that away.
Wow. So what can what can we do?
Email the county commission, show up at the next county commission meeting, write your representatives, reach out to Representative Clemens, Senator Perry. Those are the two individuals that led the charge from Tallahassee to get single member districts on the ballot. Make your voices heard so that we have representation and we don't allow this craziness of excluding nearly half of the voters in our county from county government continue like it has for the last 30 years.
Great stuff. Hey, I always appreciate your insight. Brandon Cutner, thanks for chiming in.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Yep, appreciate that.
They are just so stinking sleazy. I mean, come on.
They really are. I'm trying to think of the issue that they brought up kind of out of nowhere, and it seemed like they were all on board, and it's like, wait a second. If there was no notice of this, there shouldn't be any conversations taking place, like Brandon said, regarding this issue. You know, U.S. Sunshine Law issues, you got a certain protocol and way things have to be presented, put on the agenda, up for public discussion, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't seem like they're following these kinds of rules.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, got to have the power. That's how they keep power. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if everybody votes for all the seats. I mean, we don't do that.
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have a representative republic like you do, like in Congress. They have a district, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's different districts, and the people in the district vote to send that person to D.C., or in the case of Tallahassee, they send him to Tallahassee via district. You don't have an election where I get to choose all of the Congress people in the state of Florida.
No.
That wouldn't make any sense. Well, this is just it on a smaller scale.
Or you look at the way the city does it. I mean, again, you know, they get their hands slapped over and over the GRU thing, trying to get control from the commission. So what do? Let's put the city manager in charge, who answers to us. The city of Gainesville and this Alachua County, these commissioners are just out of control.
Yeah, it is interesting, too, how they move so slowly on some issues. It takes forever. And you know, we're going to have somebody study the issue and all
that.
That's
right.
But on this one, they're already like, yeah, let's move forward with a ballot referendum, just like that. And not, it wasn't even on the agenda.
Yeah, not tell anybody, right. Oh, they're the worst.
And, yeah, we're not shocked by the shadiness here.
But you got to speak up, and again, you know, reach out to Perry, reach out to Clemens, show up at the meetings. You got to be heard, or we just keep getting walked on.
Yeah, except don't walk on the streets, because you'll fall in a pothole.
Well, that's true, too. Be careful.
Because
be
careful that's because the priorities of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 7:15. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ready for What's Bugging You? Whatever it is, call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please, 877-975-9825.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You. Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Another awesome day it's going to be. Let's make it that way, right? A happy hump day, Trump Day, 7:21. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. This may seem a little petty, but it does bug me. What bugs me is, when you're in public areas like malls and airports and you get on an escalator or those moving walkways, 99% of the public just comes to a total stop like a statue, and they're actually moving slower than if they were walking. Those things are designed to ease and accelerate people through public areas, so I'm constantly either taking the staircase or basically asking, can I pass to the left? I don't mind if people can't walk on those things, but those are designed to move us faster.
I'm with you 100%, and maybe there are people that need a break, catch their breath, they're elderly, whatever.
Sure.
That's fine. But, yeah, just stay to the right.
That's why there's a sign that says do that.
Don't line up side by side, not letting anybody else get through. Line up to the right. If you want to take a break and stand there while that people mover is moving, that's fine. But, you know, get out of my way. Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me, I wish that Donald Trump's campaign people would come up with the real campaign issue. We're at the tail end of the third term of Obama. And do people want to see, do we want the fourth term of Obama? We've had a 22nd Amendment so that a president could not be elected more than two times. All they got to do is, in their campaign commercials, just show a puppet like Biden and Obama pulling the strings. And this is what's bugging me.
Yeah, he could pull the strings, but it might not be that kind of puppet. 877-975-9825. And Jim, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Thanks for an opportunity to vent. And what's bugging me is all the multi-story apartment buildings that are stacked in, as I heard one person describe it, like army barracks being constructed in southwest Ocala. And I can only see where probably in 5 years, as those things have a tendency to go, that it'll be problematic from a society issue. And the poor people that are across the street in the trailer community or mobile home park, is that better called, I guess. and what they'll be dealing with because it's across the street. But somebody in Marion County is allowing this stuff to be constructed, and it's just if you drive down 95th Avenue, you get down 60th Street towards Airport Road, it's a mess, and it's going to be terrible. Sorry.
But. Yeah, you know, when you have a concentration of folks like that, that's what you do. You say, well, it only takes up this stamp of land, but the traffic issues and all of that that ensue from there. But, man, you're talking about a town, Gainesville.
I thought he was going to say Gainesville.
So did I. Yeah. And if we are going to defend Gainesville a little bit, it would be, well, we have such a high percentage of people that are here temporarily to go to school that it makes sense on some level. I think they've overdone it a little bit, but yeah, so it's Ocala.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Go to the zoning meetings and make your voice heard. Let's go to Junior. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is as we get closer to this election, seems like it's happening, same thing that happened in 22, is our Republican states like Florida and Arizona start bringing up issues that seem to drive Democrats to the polls. And that just makes me wonder, why does this continue to happen time and time again? That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, you wonder if are they bringing it up? Are they creating their own problems, so to speak? Are they tripping over themselves? Or is it, you know, the media will then all of a sudden decide to, let's report on the Republicans because they said the A word.
Right.
And we'll twist it in such a way, we'll try to make a negative out of it no matter how people feel about the issue.
Well, but he's right in the sense that, yeah, you're right in the sense that they are highlighting it, but it all of a sudden it's on the ballot in Florida. Well, then the Dems are going to take advantage of that. They're going to try to get as many people actually voting. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter if we've got that $900,000 advantage. If they're
$900,000 voter advantage.
Voter advantage. If suddenly, you know, you actually got those on the left getting out and voting. Because unfortunately, the Republicans tend to not pay attention and vote.
Well, they better vote.
Yeah.
They better vote. You've got to. I'm not going to go with a cliche, the most important election of our lifetime, but I'll say it for me personally, absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is, for sure. Hey, you know, it is not bugging me, I guess. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that's going to increase penalties for retail theft and porch piracy and inciting looting. This came out via social media. I think that this is a great thing, and the only people who would be bugged by it would be lawbreakers, hooligans.
The porch pirates.
Yeah. Harg, I'm coming to your porch. Now, you see, maybe we shouldn't call them porch pirates because I like pirates. I mean, the idea of it, not truly.
Arg. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You don't really want a peg leg and a hook.
Well, it's like so many other things. Yeah. Through the years, it gets romanticized.
Yes.
But, yeah, they were scallywags, and I'm using kind language.
We're not all Johnny Depp or anything. So.
Right. There you go. Great example. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, you heard about it just a few minutes ago on the news. Governor DeSantis signed HB 549, increases penalties for retail theft, porch piracy, and inciting looting via social media. Retail theft is rampant in blue jurisdictions and a growing problem throughout the country because of social media organized looting incidents. Yeah, we're fortunate that we haven't seen a lot of that here in the Sunshine State. A lot of that, I think, has to do with a great proactive law enforcement and, you know, a governor that gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Retailers nationwide have reported losing $112 billion in 2022 alone. Locations with the sharpest increase in theft include New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, in Florida, shoplifting has decreased by 30% since Governor DeSantis first took office. Wow. Now, by the way, this piece of information does come from the governor's office.
Right.
Just so you know. Yeah, and he touted Florida's taking another step to distinguish ourselves from lawless jurisdictions and keep our residents and businesses safe. We're a law and order state. Our policies combating organized retail theft are another shining example of how we are leading the nation. That statement came from Attorney General Ashley Moody. Grateful for Governor DeSantis signing this important piece of legislation into law, as well as work of Representative Rommel and Senator Trumbull in this session to keep building a stronger, safer Florida. So it institutes the following third-degree felony, punishable by up to 5 years if criminals commit retail theft with five or more individuals. Second-degree felony, punishable up to 15 years if criminals commit retail theft with five or more individuals and use social media to solicit others to participate. You know, they have figured out these, like, gangs, for lack of a better term. They've figured it out that they have strength in numbers, and there's not much that you can do. So this really stiffens the penalties, and, you know, at the very least, you get some of these, vermin off the street for a while.
Well, it is so rampant everywhere. I mean, my goodness, it's why people have gotten creative, you know, and, you know, kind of developing things that smell bad, look bad, spray the porch pirates, you name it. They've come up with all kinds of stuff.
It will also be a first-degree felony, punishable by up to 30 years in prison if a criminal commits retail theft with a firearm or with two or more prior convictions of retail theft. So even if you don't have a firearm and you've already had two or more convictions of retail theft, then you could end up getting up to 30 years. That's very strong.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will dissuade many from considering committing that crime.
Gotta hope.
The ability to charge a felony for multiple retail thefts occurring in the span of 120 days... which is an increase from the old way they used to count it, 30 days.
Right.
And it also punishes porch pirates, theft of property in the amount of less than $40, first-degree misdemeanor, subsequent violation, third-degree felony.
Ooh.
Good. Okay. Theft of property valued at $40 or more, third-degree felony right off the bat. So, yeah, it is designed to be a deterrent if people will not pay attention and they're not afraid. Well, then don't be afraid to do the time, because in Florida, you're gonna.
Well, look at the difference. I mean, talk about a contrast. You know, New York, they're always cocky and get an attitude, and they like to compete with Florida and on every level. But look at the contrast there. You can go through smash and grabs. You can walk in and steal. As long as it's under $1,000, nothing happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about a messed up system. No wonder why they're messed up in New York.
So, if you don't punish bad behavior, you'll probably get more of it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's not political. That's common sense.
Yeah.
That's not partisan. That's the way humans and the world, unfortunately, kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen to this, switching gears a little bit here. ESPN reporter Katie Barnes said Tuesday they didn't believe there was enough scientific evidence to support that transgender woman would have an advantage over biological women in sports. She was on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper. I doubt she would be a guest if her opinion was other than the one that she expressed. Tapper asked Barnes about the narrative that transgender female athletes have an advantage and whether studies supported that notion. She said, "I think it depends on what you mean by support that. From my reporting, the reality is that from a scientific perspective, we know that there are differences in sexes." Oh, I'm glad you acknowledge that.
Wow, science.
"And we know the differences do tend to lead to athletic performance differences as well."
Tend?
Tend to, yes.
Okay.
However, when you look at broad-based restrictions at all levels of sport, it's very challenging to say that scientifically that is supported in all cases.
Okay.
Wow.
Without diving too deeply into this.
I see what you did there. A little,
you remember Leah Thomas.
Yep.
Mediocre male swimmer.
Yep.
Decides he's going to swim as a woman. Breaks all the records and wins all the championships or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's other examples of the same kind of thing happening.
Well, the soccer thing. Remember our top tier women's soccer team on at least two occasions beat by high school boys.
So what's happening here is they've become very politically defensive.
Oh,
in other words, you know, the word is sent out. Hey, you're a lefty. This is the side we're on. Doesn't matter what people say. You have to do your part to protect this little corner, if you want to call it that.
Wow.
It's amazing as somebody working for ESPN and my reporting and scientifically. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we don't have any long-term studies.
And your reporting doesn't have anything to do with it. That's opinionated.
Well, it has maybe as much value as what I said, but
sure.
What I said is true.
Yeah.
I mean, anecdotally, I mean, Leah Thomas, it's true, was a guy mediocre swimming against women. That's not even to bring up the injury factor.
And that has been a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When kids are 7 years old, are there some girls that might athletically, they might even have an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The average 7 year old, maybe over a 7 year old male because of how they develop over time. So, yeah, if you put them together and play Little League, you know, that might not be an issue.
But at 17?
Once puberty hits,
yes,
all bets are off.
Well, look at her progression. She goes from science as the base. Yeah, and then it, but that only tends. And then you've got the progression of, well, however. So it's like started a good point, but then watered it down and then just went on their own agenda.
Yeah, and she said, I think it's reflective of the times that we're in terms of, for the last 3 or 4 years, we have seen most policy updates when it comes to transgender athletes be reflective of restriction, and this seems to fall right in line with that. Who's being really restricted? A biological female, maybe trying to make a team. A biological female, maybe trying to win a scholarship. A biological female, maybe trying to win a meet or an event or a championship. We already know it's already happened. And we're just barely getting into this. We're just barely scratching the surface. And part of this, you know, it has a fad effect.
Oh, big
it's
time.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I've got a story out of Great Britain that I think you're going to find interesting that has to do with this gender questioning, for lack of a better term right now, there's definitely like peer pressure there. All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, yeah. Social media, TV, movies, influence anyone? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're not being influenced as far as Christian values in the classrooms.
Oh, you can't. Don't say that word, Bob. That next thing you could talk about Jesus or something. That's so offensive.
Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity, another wonderful day.
Absolutely.
We love you and we thank you.
There you go.
For all that is good flows from you, our Heavenly Father, the Creator. Anything else, Greg?
Probably covers it. Oh, forgot the missionaries. Always got to remember the missionaries.
If I'm saying a blessing, though, I'm almost, now I have to look for food. Just call me Pavlov. Don't ring that bell.
He's triggered.
Ding, ding, ding. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. Happy Hope Day, Trump Day. 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
A little Irish rock and roll for you. That's right, Thin Lizzy.
Oh, yeah.
From Ireland.
For sure.
Yep. Which reminds me of my, well, Betsy's green Jeep. We officially named it.
I saw that.
Yeah. Key Lime Time.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I do too. It's, look, it's cute. It's different. Yeah.
I mean, beach time, fun time, that part. And then, boy, is that thing key lime.
Yeah, isn't it?
I mean, I hope that people held on to their eclipse glasses if they're ever going to look at your Jeep. I'm just saying.
Wow, I'll take it as a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of a little flash. I'm not afraid of a little bling, a little color.
No, not a bit.
No, I like it.
I mean, the last one was kind of a, looked like a Tonka toy, you know, color-wise.
Yeah.
And then this one, boy, it is, woo.
But it's fun, you know? That's part of the whole Jeep thing.
Looks great.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that.
I'm here for you.
All right. We got to have fun once in a while because, you know, the news is kind of frightening, especially when the commander-in-chief, the head of the free world virtually, Joe Biden, when asked on Univision about, you know, if there was something that could be done about the current border chaos.
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. So. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
Mm-hmm. You could go ahead and try it. What was my analogy earlier? Good thing he's not a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Biden, not Jill.
Yeah.
Dr. Biden, the patient is bleeding profusely. Wouldn't that be the condition of the border, right?
Oh, it's a bloodbath.
Yeah. Ah, good one. Mm-hmm. Good one, Dr. Greg. So, the patient is bleeding profusely. You know, first of all, you find out later that he's bleeding profusely because Dr. Biden ran him over or stabbed him 37 times.
Yeah.
That's why blood's squirting out of him, because he opened the border. So he created the problem. And then he wonders if he can do anything to solve the problem. And he says, we're examining it. 3 years in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where do you stack the bodies?
Some have suggested.
Where do you stack the bodies? It's a good thing that, at least I guess these bodies are alive and can get on planes provided by taxpayers to fly all over the country. It's crazy.
As opposed to all the American bodies that are no longer with us because of fentanyl. Just saying.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Good job. There was something else. Oh, I wanted to ask you because you went to the event that was held recently to raise money for the Special Olympics. It's called Tip a Cop,
where the
cops volunteer at an area restaurant, and all the money that they get in tips for their fine service that they're giving outside the bounds of their regular job and that service, it all goes to Special Olympics. It's a great cause, and I understand there's another one coming up.
Yeah, going to be in Gainesville tonight, Las Carretas. I always wonder if I'm pronouncing that one right. Mexican restaurant there, Southwest 2nd, I think that is. 4 o'clock, I think it's from 4 to 8. You'll be running into people from GPD, I'm sure, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. So, again, stop by. Elio's going to be doing his thing musically, our buddy Elio. He's a lot of fun. So, yeah, it'll be a blast tonight. And, again, it's all for Special Olympics, 4 to 8, Las Carretas.
Let me hear you butcher that name of the restaurant again.
Las Carretas.
Las Carretas?
Carretas.
Okay. If you don't recognize Greg's voice when he's ordering, it'll sound similar to this. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I would like a burrito.
Yeah, taco platter is the extent of my Hispanic lingo there. But I used to pronounce it totally wrong, and I'm not going to go back to the way I used to say it. And I did get corrected by some friends who speak Spanish.
You know how good that makes me feel? That makes me smile.
Did I said something wrong and got corrected?
Yes.
I bet it does.
Because I'm usually the victim of circumstance.
Yes, you are.
And not that it's unwarranted, but it is nice to know that
it happens to the best of us.
Executive producer occasionally make a slight misstep.
Yes, and I did, but I've corrected it, and I'm moving on. And
so it's called Las Correctus. You like that? That's what people remember now.
I see what you did there, because I got corrected. So tonight, 4 to 8.
4 to 8 this evening.
Yes.
Go out there and correct Greg in person, and again, I'll hook you up.
Yeah. Don't try to tip over a cop. That will not go over well, but you can tip a cop.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick that we're going to talk to in a couple of minutes. That's what we have coming up All right. Hang in there, my friends. Listen at work. No traffic before you head out. Go to thesky973.com and listen on your desktop or laptop.
Here's what's trending now on the Sky.
Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother.
The news that's trending.
6 of the 8 migrant squatters are free.
We have legal rights in place. You call up the sheriff to evict.
The news that's now.
A 7.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Taiwan.
There is the fault line across North Jersey.
Tremors were felt from Maine through the mid-Atlantic.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.